What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero, because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And let's take a phone call from Kevin in West Virginia. Aloha, Kevin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mr. Mike. The two shootings over the weekend are on my mind, the one in El Paso and then the one in Ohio, on Dayton, Ohio. The one in El Paso, I got a lot of questions about that. The guy went in with an AK-47, one clip, and I don't think he could have done what he allegedly had done with one clip. And then the guy goes and turns himself in a couple blocks down the road, and the police don't beat him up. In the biggest Walmart in the area with no security guard, come on, none of this. And plus, they're also reporting they had the police had shot a suspect and killed a suspect and was told to cover that up, and as well as a reporter reporting on 24 minutes before the event happened, came out and said that, this hasn't happened yet. I have major questions with El Paso. Now, as far as Dayton, Ohio, yes, I do believe that's real. Absolutely. And I wanted to elaborate a little bit more on, you said, he was definitely a left-leaning person. I don't know if you ran across about his porno grime band that he was into, his little heavy metal band, Satan worshiping band.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Wow, is all I got to say is wow. And you're right. These mass shootings, although tragic as they are, the media hypes them up. And I think this one in Ohio was absolutely, and if this thing happened in El Paso, I think was a copycat thing in Ohio. Not 100% sure, but I'm leading to believe that way. And this thing in El Paso, it stinks. I don't buy it. I just don't buy it. But the one in Ohio, yeah, I do buy it. But I would really like to know what's going on in El Paso, especially with the FBI involvement right away. The transparency with Ohio compared to El Paso, night and day.
Well, I'm convinced El Paso was a staged event to push the gun grabber agenda. I'm still making my mind up about Dayton. There's very little information coming out from Dayton, and probably that's being done so that we don't have any information to work with. I'm not ready to commit and say that it was the real deal. But again, if it was the real deal, was this guy on prescription psychiatric medication?
Probably. These SSRIs, it's so horrible. They've tried to put me on them before, I refuse. I'm like, no, it says right on the bottle, can cause homicidal tendencies, suicide thoughts, and, oh, by the way, the very first part, can cause death. I don't think I want to take one of those pills.
Yeah.
just for that reason. It's insanity. This is is all I got to say. Like it just gets more bizarre as every day. Just bizarro world is what I call it. That's all I had to say. I was just wondering if you had heard anything more about with the 24-minute lapse that this lady came out and said, oh, wait, that this hasn't happened yet. And then had
the Fox affiliate, and that video has gone viral around the net, and I'm sure that social media is trying to erase it every place they can find it. But if I'm sure a lot of people have kept local copies. I certainly did. So it's as huge an embarrassment as when the BBC reported on the collapse of World Trade Center Building 7 26 minutes before it happened.
I mean, could that right there, this video right here, be the smoking gun that this thing in El Paso was completely staged?
Yeah, to me it is the smoking gun. And cool. Again, there are so many other aspects of it that just don't make any sense. Why did this guy feel he needed to drive 650 miles from where he lived to this particular Walmart when there were Walmarts all over the place? And that just strikes me as weird.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, sir, so much for your time, and that's all I had to say.
All right, thank you very much. I'm going to switch over to Carmen in Ohio. Aloha, Carmen. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. This is my first time calling in. I wanted to talk about the Joe Biden's idea that to ban guns, and I don't agree with that. And if you're, I'm almost as old as you are, and if I think you remember back in the 70s, there was a big push for MAD, Mothers Against Drunk Drivers, and what they did was change the culture. They didn't ask that cars be banned or alcohol be banned, but they changed the way people thought about alcohol and driving, and it still affects us today. And I feel that that's the same type of campaign that we need as far as guns. We need to teach gun safety. Yes, laws need to be changed. And I really feel that if a person is found guilty of taking someone's life, that they should forfeit all their government rights. No rights to education, SSI, Social Security, any benefits, because the person you killed no longer has any benefits. So I don't think you should either. And I think if we really bear down on these people who are doing the killing and stop pacifying them and make laws, those laws even tougher, along with the checks and everything else, then maybe we can get a hold to it. Because if you really think about it, MAD did so much that even today, it still is in effect. There are jobs you can't get if you have a DUI. You know, we came up with designated drivers. So, yes, we need to change the culture, not ban guns.
Well, you know, you were talking before about, you know, teaching people how to handle guns safely and responsibly. That was the norm when I was a kid. Everybody had guns. You got your first gun on your 12th birthday. And you got the lecture on gun safety. And yes, we'd take our guns to school and leave them in the cloakroom, because on our way home from school, you know, we'd chase the critters out of the farm fields. And that was just normal life. And we didn't have mass shootings. You know, we didn't have killings. As far as when somebody like either the El Paso shooter, he's killed a bunch of people. You know, normally I'm opposed to the death penalty, but I think in this case it's appropriate.
Yeah. Well, I grew up in Chicago, and I do know how to use a weapon, and that's only because I'm a veteran. But I'm not going around shooting people. And I just think that Biden is wrong. I believe the liberals are wrong, and I don't think the answer is taking away the guns. The guns are not shooting people. It's the people.
It absolutely is. But see, the real agenda here is that the liberals want a totally disarmed society so that we have no choice but to do what they tell us to do. That's the real reason behind government disarmament programs, is to turn people from citizens into subjects, and basically, you know, set them up to be ordered around, to be enslaved, in many cases, to be killed. Every single genocide of the 20th century was preceded with a gun ban on the targeted population.
Exactly. So I'm not sure what will happen in this next election, but I cannot vote or support anyone that wants to ban guns, period.
Yep.
Okay, thank
Me
you,
neither.
Mike. And you and Claire have a good evening.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go and switch over to David in Iceland. David, thank you for waiting so patiently. What's on your mind?
Hello. I was just thinking. I have a suggestion. I'm not sure your listeners will like this. But I was thinking, because you're moving to Indiana, and you want to, you know, try to keep your show on as well.
Yes.
So I was hoping your listeners could help you by not doing this infight on your show while you're moving. And also, you know, when they, you know, use their spare time to find some interesting news and try to tell you about them on air while you're moving.
Well, I have a lot of people who send me news leads via email, and I've already set up this portable computer that I can broadcast with. We tested it from Kauai the other day. I have a few more things to do on it, like set up my email accounts, But that's good to go. I still need to set up a computer so that Claire can do what she does while we're moving. Because it's going to take 4 weeks for all of our stuff to get from here to Indiana. And
I know, it's going to be tough on you.
It is tough. I wrecked my back again yesterday picking up something that I shouldn't have picked up. And I keep forgetting I'm not a young, strong man anymore.
Yes. This is just a thought. I want to direct this to your listeners and let's see what they think about this. Okay. Thank you, Mike. You're doing
a great
job.
Thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Jim in Illinois. Aloha, Jim. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. Regarding the shooter in Dayton, Ohio, I heard an interview with his girlfriend. She stated one of the reasons why she left the guy because he was seeing a psychologist and he was labeled as a schizophrenic. And apparently he was involved. Yeah. And apparently he was involved in heavy, what do you call it? That kind of music? Heavy rock music? Metal music, that's the word. And also he was doing some weird stuff. One of the reasons why she did leave him, she would invite her over to watch some of these mass killings and other bizarre stuff. And she said, I got to leave this guy.
Yeah, sounds like a very smart thing to do. Here's the situation. I know about patient-doctor confidentiality, but clearly this psychiatrist knew there was a potential risk there, and I think somebody needs to sort of call him out and say, you could have prevented this.
Well, you know, there's a lot of cases like that where a psychiatrist won't do anything, you know, because of that confidentiality. You know, they're afraid of getting sued, so they keep their mouth shut until something does happen. And even if they die, they still won't give out any information.
Well, I think a critical piece of information that does need to get out is what medications this guy was on.
Right.
Because if he was being treated for schizophrenia, that's a legitimate question.
Right. And the final topic, regarding the that raid down in Mississippi where 680 people were arrested?
Yes.
Okay, today there was a hearing, not a hearing, but a interview with the reporters and the attorney general down there. He said they don't know if they're going to file charges against the company. I mean, don't you think, you know, if they've been investigating this company for over a year, don't you think they would have had some charges by now or even shut down the plant?
Well, certainly guilty of Title VIII violations, but again, there's sort of this nudge-nudge, wink-wink, say-no-more understanding of not getting in the way of the flood of the illegal immigrants. And as I mentioned to the earlier caller, apparently 300 of the 680 people arrested have already been released.
Right. Can you think of any company that has been shut down or fined due to hiring illegals?
Yeah, there have been a few. I seem to remember there was this kosher processing plant. They had to pay a stiff fine for using undocumented workers.
Was that the one in Iowa?
I think that may have been the one in Iowa. But the reality is that there, I mean, with 26, 27 million illegals in this country, some of them, you know, they're working somewhere for someone.
And not only that, a lot of these jobs are not low-level jobs. You have illegals working on Wall Street.
They're going to be hiring illegals to run next year's census.
Are you serious?
I'm serious.
I did not hear that.
Yes.
I thought you had to be an American citizen in order to do that.
Apparently not. You know, they're going to be hiring the illegal immigrants to do the door-to-door knock on there and, you know, ask you questions about personal aspects of your life.
Well, tell me this then. How do you know that the data's correct then?
Well, you never really do. I mean, people can lie on those census forms.
Right.
And I understand because the census has gone way beyond its original purpose that a lot of people feel almost obligated to lie. to right. just sort of mess up the data mining that's going on in there. Now, if you go back to that constitution, the census exists to draw the boundaries for representation in the House of Representatives. That's it. The Constitution does not authorize any additional questions about your medications or your eating habits or your sex life or any of that other stuff.
You know, one, answer to this question. Now, they go by how many people live in a household. Is that correct?
Yes.
If you have, let's say you had a state where three-quarters of the state are illegals, will they still be getting the funding like other states?
Well, that is an open question here because the idea is the census going to count illegal immigrants as citizens for the purpose of redistricting? And, of course, the Democrats are pushing for that.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, Michael, I'm going to let you go on that note. You take care.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. We're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. Over at Cory Booker's campaign, they have had a new idea on how to defeat President Donald Trump, just prevent him from campaigning. And so basically, Cory Booker is out there calling for the cancellation of all Trump rallies, saying that they're simply a breeding ground for racism and bigotry and white supremacy. This is really getting out there, okay? All right, Democratic presidential candidate Marianne Williamson has released her formal plan calling for reparations for the descendants of enslaved people in the United States of America. And she's estimating it's going to cost about $500 billion. And she came on out and said, it's morally incumbent on America to take aggressive action to atone for centuries of slavery and discrimination, the vestiges of which continue to affect black communities. Okay, well, obviously, I think this idea is aberrant for a wide variety of reasons. Nobody alive today was ever a slave, other than that we are all slaves to that 1044. Nobody alive today is a slave owner. They're all dead and gone. Not every black in this country is actually descended from a slave. A lot of blacks came to this country after slavery had ended. So what are you going to do? DNA test, see if they qualify? But the key word there is when she's talking about the black communities. So it's talking about pouring money into the local governments of black communities so that they can supposedly gussy up the place here. It's not going to happen anyway. I mean, these promises being made on the campaign trail are no more, it's all the same. It's like when Trump got up there on the campaign trail and promised he was going to pull us out of all these wars, never happened. Going to get a wall on the border, didn't happen. Vaccine safety, didn't happen. Clean up the election system, didn't happen. Does anybody listening to the show really think there are going to be reparations? I don't think so. All right. Representative Castro is catching a lot of heat for doxing people in his area who donated to President Donald Trump. And a lot of people are saying the backlash from it is so great, it could cost him his seat next election. Now, the other day, a bunch of white Trump supporters went into West Baltimore and cleaned up 12 tons of trash, made the place look a lot better. And the Baltimore Sun attacked them, attacked these Trump supporters for cleaning up the trash, claiming they reinforce stereotypes of lazy people in urban America. They reinforce the stereotype that black people don't care about their community and don't take care of their community. Well, you can't win for losing, can you? All right, we got to take another break for commercials. We'll be right back.
AncientLifeOil.com. For your CBD needs, just remember, AncientLifeOil.com. What does it do for the body, you ask? I can't say, do the people in the suits that run the industry. Big Pharma is all over CBD because of its Research the benefits of CBD on Google and come back to AncientLifeOil.com and purchase your CBD today. Non-GMO and all organic. You don't want to be using a petroleum product. You want to be using the cleanest CBD product on the market. AncientLifeOil.com. We even have CBD for your pet. Help your pet's discomfort. Help your discomfort. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Newly reduced prices to pass off the savings to the most important person, you. AncientLifeOil.com. And one more thing. We have topicals, too. So if you have joint pain and some different issues that are going on in your body, you might want to use a topical. Think about it. AncientLifeOil.com.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're going to go back to the phones to Hank in Austin. Aloha, Hank. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Thanks for taking my call, Michael. First-time caller, long-time listener. I was listening to you way back when you and AJ were on the same network. And the first thing I want to ask you is, what's the email address where I can send you a video that my a short video that my wife pulled off of Facebook within the first 24 hours of the mass shooting in El Paso, because it's it basically shows the crisis actors doing their thing, and I want to share it with you. Maybe you can put it on your website to share it with your listeners.
Well, actually, up at the top of the website, in that little white bar right underneath where my face appears, there's an email link, and it will take you to whatever your mail client is, and the address is WRH, that's Whiskey Romeo Hotel, at whatreallyhappened.com.
Okay, thank you. Just wanted to confirm that. And then really quickly, the other thing I had, Michael, is I'd like to address your regular callers, all of your regular callers, Kevin, Tom in Florida, Dustin, Jim in Illinois, and even the new ones like Carmen that just called in today, and the young man from Iceland, too. if they would be so kind as to go to BitChute, I don't want to take your time with this. I'd like for them to watch this video and then maybe call in to you to, so they can share their opinion with it. But on BitChute, there's a video called When Astronauts Rise from the Dead. Again, When Astronauts Rise from the Dead. If they would be so kind as to watch that on BitChute, When Astronauts Rise from the Dead, and call in to Michael, because we're not going to get anywhere until we're all on the same sheet of music as far as a level of awokeness, of alertness as to the degree, the level of deception that this demonic synagogue of Satan has on us. So, you know, if we're all scrambled about, we all agree on the Federal Reserve, we all agree on this and that, but there's certain things, and I care for you, I really do. I pray for you every day. I know you're not a man of faith, but my wife and I, my kids and I, we pray for everyone on RBN. But there's something that I really, really need you to just be awake to. And if these regular callers could watch that video and call in to you, maybe they can share their opinion as to, maybe they can nudge you a little closer as to join those of us who think that we're lied to you, we're lied about everything, things that you don't necessarily agree with us on. And that's it.
Well, you know, we're never going to agree with each other 100%, and that's perfectly okay. The idea of having peaceful, rational discussion is what used to keep this country from becoming violent. But the more and more freedom of speech is suppressed, the more and more people are going to settle their political differences, with a baseball bat or with a car or with a gun.
Yes.
Or with whatever. And so dialogue going.
Absolutely. I agree with you on that, but it's just that the evidence that is shown in that video that I just asked your regular callers, all of your regular callers, if you're listening, the evidence that is shown on that video, we need to share it with Michael, please. And please continue to pray for RBN and continue contributing as much as you can. That's it. Thank you, Michael, for taking my call.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. Hank, we're going to let you go here. All right. A judge ruled yesterday that Ed Butowski can move forward with his lawsuit against National Public Radio over stories about his role in funding a private investigator to probe the death of former Democratic National Committee staffer Seth Rich. And they make a big deal about here, saying that, this was all condemned by Rich's parents. And in the ruling, the judge wrote that speculatory comments written by NPR's reporter concerning Butowski's involvement in the probe implied wrongdoing where none could be proven. So NPR is about to get sued over that. Okay, this story caught me a little bit by surprise, and then I sat back and said, no, when you look at how many of our politicians get linked to the drug cartels, it's not that big a deal. But in ifpnews.com, a Canadian police inspector has disclosed the results of investigation into a drug trafficking case that provides clues about U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton's involvement in money laundering and suspicious financial transactions. During Prohibition, the gangsters pretty much took over the entire government. And now during the drug prohibition, it looks like the drug lords have pretty much taken over the entire government. Remember when we were talking about James Comey when he was on the board of directors at HSBC, and that was during the same time HSBC was laundering lots of money for the drug cartels. So that drug corruption, it's poisoning our entire society. And I believe that in the end, what they're going to do to solve the problem is what they did in Prohibition. They're going to call it off. Say, no more Prohibition, no more big money corruption. All right, we got to take another call, or rather another break for commercials. We have a caller waiting on the line when we come back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website, by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. At AROutfitting.com.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of ourselves and
aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're going to go back to the phones here to Mark in North Carolina. Aloha, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. Hey, Mike. I just want to ask you, how serious do you think the situation in Kashmir is? Do you think this could lead to...
I think it's very serious.
Do you think
they're
Pakistan
already reporting heavy fighting along the line of contact? You've got demonstrations all over Pakistan against India's revoking the special status of the Kashmir region. Pakistan has now closed their airspace to all Indian air traffic. This is definitely escalating very, very rapidly. And they're already talking about war over the Kashmir region. And you need to remember that both of these countries do have nuclear weapons.
Okay, that's what I wanted to ask you about that. I think each one of them has over 100 nukes. I mean, they're basically pretty much like Israel. You know, except they declare their nukes, I think Israel doesn't. But we know for sure that if they went at it, God forbid, believe me, God forbid, what do you think could be the result, just if it remained localized? Because I heard something, I think it was on crosstalk, you know, RT crosstalk. I forget yep. which one of the people said it, that I think it was a special guest or something. Like, anyway, he said that if you had a distant exchange, forget about the United States, Russia, okay, exchanging each other. Just if you just had a nuclear exchange, if they unloaded on each other with all their weapons, that could pretty much destroy the world with because of global warming. I mean, nuclear winter. Do you think that's possible or what?
It's certainly not going to help the situation with all the radiation that's already floating around the planet. But I don't think if it gets to the point of a nuclear exchange, I don't think they're going to get the chance to employ all of their weapons, because the first targets each of these countries are going to hit are the military command centers of the other. And that's going to bring things to a screeching halt.
All right. I mean, that's pretty. See, I mean, it's bad enough if you saw the whole Indian subcontinent and then some, possibly, destroyed. My hope, really, right now, at this point, is Putin. He's a real statesman. It's not like the crazy man we got in the White House right now of our own, and the gangsters like Bolton, like what you just described. It doesn't surprise yep. me, being that he goes back to Iran-Contra, and that was all about that. You know, Gary Webb made it clear in his book and his shows, and he was rubbed out for it too. That was all the drug dealing going on. But I think Putin really is respected, and hopefully he can step in there and get them to be at least to a point of not going to all-out war with each other. What do you think?
Well, I don't know that Putin is planning on stepping in. I've heard absolutely nothing from Russia's foreign ministry about India and Pakistan. But, you know, one good thing could possibly come of this. If there's a nuclear exchange between Pakistan and India, it might wake the rest of the world up as to just how close we are to a nuclear world war, and they might start putting pressure on their respective governments to back down.
Wow. Kashmir right now belongs to India, right? Am I correct on that?
Well, see, both countries claim it. You know, India has sort of been administering it, but they had granted Kashmir a semi-autonomous status, which they have now revoked.
You'd think they would have taken care of that when the British let go of the Raj back in the 1940s. You'd think that would have all been taken care of one way or the other, you know? I guess not.
It probably should have been taken care of back there. But, you know, India and Pakistan have been at each other's throats over Kashmir. And I don't even know what's in Kashmir that's worth fighting over. Again, if you go back to the early history of India when it first became independent, and the hostility that erupted between the Hindus and the Muslims that led to the creation of Pakistan, there's sort of a traditional enmity between those people.
They're really the same people, really. I mean, it's the same, whenever I get these calls, saying they can charge me 0-degree credit cards and all that, it's coming from somewhere in the subcontinent there. I don't know where, though. You know, but it sounds basically the people sound the same as far as their actions go, you know? That they realize you're basically brothers and sisters. I mean, you're the same, absolute same people, other than they've got different religions. Am I right or what?
But having a different religion, I mean, throughout history, different religions have been used to drive people to war. Whether it's Arabs against the Israelis, or Christians against the Saracens, or the Hindus against the Muslims. It's a very, very dangerous situation, and it does appear to be escalating.
God forbid. God forbid. Okay, and then think of the maniacs we have in our government. Bolton's a hoodlum, is just a gangster, which doesn't surprise me. But you look at Pompeo, who believes that pretty much that we need to bring the end times on and bring them on quickly, you know?
That's a scary thought.
Jesus, he makes the way for Jesus Christ to come back. And Kushner at the same time is one of those Habab Lubavitches, who thinks it's time to bring one of his messiah back. whoever that's supposed to be. So, I mean, you know, and
in the Jewish faith, the Messiah has yet to come.
Yeah,
the Jewish faith has never had the Messiah. They rejected Jesus as being the Messiah, and they're still waiting for their Messiah to arrive.
Yeah, but I think he expects it to arrive again during some kind of a horrible nuclear war. So, I mean, and these people are running the government. That is scary, boy, isn't it? Wouldn't you say so?
It is very scary.
All right, Mike, that's it. Hey, look, when are you moving soon?
Well, yeah, we're still in the throw out stuff that we're not taking with us phase. And then next week, the movers show up to pack up the rest. And then basically, we fly out of here on the last day of the month.
Yeah, I would assume rent prices and house prices are much cheaper up out there, right?
Oh, yeah, it's amazing. It's amazing. And not just the rental prices, the food prices, everything's going to be much, much less expensive there. The food's going to be a lot fresher because you're much closer to the farms. Here in Hawaii, so much of the farmland has been turned over for real estate development. Even the King's Hawaiian sweetbread is brought over from the mainland. And everything you get at the supermarket, it always tastes like it's just a couple of days old. It's never really fresh. So that's going to be something else I'm looking forward to.
But the best of luck to both of you, okay? All right.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go and switch over to Keith Rogers. Aloha, Keith. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, since you said one thing, I was watching a couple of videos on Twitter earlier, these farmers over in Mississippi saying that because they're losing the immigrants, their crops are rotting on the vine, which I'm sure that's going to affect the food market. But anyway, the hardest thing
I want to address that because right now the vast majority of harvesting on American farms is being done by machinery.
Automated.
This idea that we need the illegal immigrants to harvest the crops, that was certainly true 20, 30, 40 years ago, but much less so today. Right now, the American farms, the problem they're dealing with, of course, is they couldn't fully plant their fields because of the flooding. And, of course, because of the Chinese trade war, they've lost some of their biggest customers.
Yeah, then you yourself would say, though, I mean, I saw your comment on your page earlier, but they're arresting the wrong individuals. They should have been going after the property owners because they're the ones in Title 8 violation. If you stop it at the source, they wouldn't have jobs to come to, correct?
That's exactly right here. I mean, the reason we have this illegal immigration problem here, the laws are on the books. They're simply not being enforced.
Right. All right, then the other thing I was going to tell you about, you know, I don't know when Americans are going to stand up. And I've been researching this. You know, it's like listening to Mike Gravel. You know who he was, right?
Oh, yes. We had him on the show once.
Okay. With all he went through to get the Pentagon papers released, and they basically destroyed his career after that.
Yes.
And we find that the FBI, the CIA, has been behind everyone that's anti-war to destroy them.
Yes.
And with the tensions growing in the world today, when will Americans stand up to the, you know, did it mean anything when 500,000 Iraqi children were starved to death? What about Venezuela? What about the sanctions on Iran? Even if the Jews that live in Iran, when will Americans do anything to protest what's going on? And one of my friends over in Russia today sent me a clipping. It says Representative Tulsi Gabbard's statement on joint session of Congress with Ukraine president. And she goes on talking about supplying the lethal aid over there to Poroshenko. And then it goes on to say, by providing lethal and non-lethal aid training, we can both support Ukraine's peaceful aspirations, contribute to the stability of the region, that which means stability just means a Western back of it, and our allies. And we have to act in a way which takes seriously the threat of Russian aggression against its peaceful, sovereign neighbor. I mean, it's like George Carlin. It's a big game, and you're not in it. But
yes,
what I see trending wise is what was done when you listen to CIA, the ex-CIA, which was the highest one that ever came out of the CIA, which came forward, John Stockwell. When you listen to what he said about the illegal wars, all brought out through the Church Report, your other caller mentioned there earlier about Oliver North, these dirty wars, which have killed millions of people, they're the reason why the economies have been destroyed. America itself hates democracy, and that's her key word, itself. They don't want freedom. They don't want democracy. And you can tell that by destroying any anti-war movements, anyone that stands up like Martin Luther King, how they treated Muhammad Ali, and then the so-called racism charge when Pastor Wright came out there with his goddamn America clip. But Fox News only aired the first few seconds of it. They didn't go on to talk about the oppression that America has done through its military to the Third World and other black communities and stuff. And then we get down to the fact is when you put this in its entire perspective, what was done abroad is now being done here with the civil. I mean, this is how the CIA works and stuff. They leave their stay behind forces, Al-Qaeda, ISIS, whatever like that, to disrupt any civil type of a response to help build a country up. The big corporations come in, just like they're doing to America. I recall when I was younger, you know, union wages, 40 hours a week, health care, all that, vacation, pregnancy leave if you're a woman, like that, you know, all that's gone. It's all part-time jobs. And even Trump himself said that the corporations need immigrants. And so they will allow immigrants. And we've read on the paper here about how many, the number-wise of how many immigrants will still be coming into the United States and stuff, you know. And this is so that the big corporations don't have to pay a higher wage, and those that do, like that shop over there in Florida, in Portland, they just close their jobs. They shut down.
Yep.
They're not going to make a livable wage for Americans here. And it's like, say, so we can as a whole, as a people, we can blame, I guess, the Hispanics for seeking refuge because their countries have been destroyed by the CIA. They've left their death squads down there, so there's no social reform whatsoever. They've assassinated all their spiritual leaders, the priests, the nuns. I mean, and is there anything different from down there than what you see going on in America today? No. So Americans have to stand up sometime. You know, they have to stand up sometime and at least say something. But it's nice, I guess, if you're distracted by, say, Trump's going to decriminalize homosexuality. I mean, that really means a lot for us, right? I mean, these are all distractions from what the government is doing. Like, in the meantime, corporations are ripping us off. And Trump can talk all that he wants about the stupid stock market. How many of us are in the stock market? None. It's those big corporations. It's a corporate takeover. But anyway, I just...
And, you know, right now, Americans are still looking at what corporate media shows them on those TV screens, and they think that's the world. But I think something's going to have to happen that will literally shake America up and wake the American people up. And it could be a nuclear exchange between Pakistan and India. But there are, unfortunately, a lot of Americans who just don't want to face up to what has happened to this country.
Right. You know, it's like Bolton is basically a direct, what was it, Pompeo? I think it's Pompeo. The direct threat basically to Russia that, you know, it was like a mafia don saying, you know, that don't even think about coming down into Venezuela. And this has been the same thing, like the Cuban Five. The Cuban Five, when I started researching that, they were all FBI informants. They turned basically state's evidence on all the bombings in Miami and Cuba and were arrested for it, and they served time, and the bombings and everything went on. And this was to disrupt the Cuban government.
Yes.
And it's the same scenario. Just even Noam Chomsky would just say, just interchange the country's name. It's the same premise on everyone. We're going to bring freedom and democracy. And then on the last thing I want to tell you It's bad enough that on Military Times they're talking about, in the opinion section, about lowering the draft age and inscription age to 16. But when the Air Force comes out 2 days ago and says we're putting a pause on things because of the suicide rates, then we have the active duty Marines, 57 last year, 22 in special ops that committed suicide, the 8,000 veterans a year that commit suicide, the VA knocking off 307,000. There is something morally wrong on this, as well as that video I told you about before, that psychiatry in the military. If anyone hasn't watched that, they should. It's about an hour long like that. But 98%, this is confirmed, 98% of the soldiers are on SSRI drugs. And so when you hear about Fort Hood shootings and stuff like that, and each one they have documented that just started taking that's whatever medication was. Your break's here.
All right, Keith, I hate to cut you off, but we got to take a break for commercials. Back with more phone calls after these few words.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
So, have you heard of heavy metals? I'm not talking about the heavy metals in the junkyard. I'm talking about the heavy metals that build up in your body. Heavy metals in your body can make you feel sluggish, fatigued, and just plain off. Why not try Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com? Cleansing your body and making you feel great. No, not cleansing the outside of your body, but cleansing the inside of your body of intruders that sneak their way into you and set up an intruder camp. Life Change Tea helps remove unwanted intruder camps. Brew it. Steep it and drink in the results. Tastes great so you can create a new health habit. Our tea loves to help people. It just needs the chance. So order yours today by logging on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea, T-E-A.com. Our Life Change Super Strength Tea is waiting. This could be a beautiful relationship. Take charge of your health. Order at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're going to go back to the phones to Sherry in Kansas. Aloha, Sherry. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. About 15, 20 years ago, I read a book called War at the Top of the World by Eric Margolis. He's a Canadian author, but he was reporting on that part of the world for like 25 years when he wrote this book. And he said that the reason, and it was about the Himalayas, and he said the reason that India will not let go of Kashmir is because the headwaters of one of their major rivers starts in Kashmir.
Okay, that would be a very important resource to guard and protect. Somebody else sent me an article, Kashmir, Why India and Pakistan Fight Over It, and this is from the BBC. And they're basically saying that earlier rulers of Kashmir aligned with India in exchange for protection from raiders from Pakistan. So that's the reason why India exerts more control over Kashmir. But Pakistan wants it back. And if there is a nuclear exchange, that river may not be safe to drink from anymore for a long time.
Yeah. Anyway, that's all I had. Bye.
All right. Well, thank you very much for that insight. That's worth thinking about. We're going to switch over to James in Vancouver. Aloha, James. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes. Thank you for taking my call. I wanted to talk about the mass shootings, but I wanted to mention two things in light of that. It appears to me that America, for a couple of years now especially, is suffering an insurgency. That is to say, especially since Donald Trump's been elected, there's been an organized effort to get rid of him. And they've been trying everything they can. And so what these mass shootings are is they've upped the ante. And this is a textbook insurgency situation where things are going off or things are exploding, and now you have the media pointing the finger at the president. And this has happened in a lot of different countries.
Well, my concern is that if the media, the corporate media, succeeds in convincing the majority of Americans that Trump is just not a good president, then it raises the possibility of an outright assassination. And the reaction of the American people is going to be, oh, well, better off without him. As opposed to when John F. Kennedy, who was well-liked by the American people when he was assassinated, it was a traumatic event for the entire country.
Right. I'm not sure that it wouldn't be traumatic now. I remember I was around in the Kennedy assassination, and it was extremely traumatic, and I don't think America should go through that again.
Well, I hope we don't go through that again. Anyway, James, stay on the line. We've got to take a break for station identification. Don't hang up. I'm going to come right back to you.
Reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.